This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, it is now time for the Luchi Gonzalez Show from FC Dallas. Luchi, how's everything going today, man?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Yourself?
We're good. We're good. And, I mean, I know there's always stuff going on, but holy cow, it seems like there's a lot of stuff to talk about right now. It probably won't surprise you to know that the first thing we want to discuss is, can you confirm that one of your players did test positive for COVID-19? When did you find out? What all can you tell us about that?
All right, guys. So, unfortunately, this is not one of our normal interviews, but I'll try my best. Yes, we do have a confirmed case, but the player is doing well. At this point, symptom-free, and on the way to recovery. So I think that's to the extent of that I can comment on it. At this point,
can you follow up that you guys will not be having individual training sessions or training sessions in general for the time being then because of that?
Correct. So as soon as we got the information, we had to not resume training, but we do have a plan to start training again following the protocols by the league.
And that will be, are the league protocols the same as we've all gotten to know them? It's like you need to wait for 2 weeks, or is that?
No, it's not 2 weeks, but there is things that need to happen for the team in terms of testing and just some time. But we should be training soon.
How does that impact the idea that, I mean, because I thought it was going to be just like all super happy, fun time news this week because the MLS avoided their lockout and it looked kind of tenuous for a second. And how much does this slow down preparations because you've got the thing in Orlando coming up now too?
No, you know, every day is a battle. And every day, yet there's challenges, there's also opportunities. So, not everyone knows our personal schedule, but we actually were giving most of the week off this week. We wanted to give the players a little bit of reward and a mental break because we had three excellent weeks of training in the individual sessions. So we were actually giving most of the week off. We will miss a few sessions that were planned, but nothing that's going to deter our determination. And I think the boys are mentally, physically doing very well. They're great. And so we're engaged. They're very motivated for this opportunity now for competition. And I know we're going to be back on the field soon to keep doing what we're doing.
What was your feeling throughout the week about just the future of your season and your sport? Because like I said, for a minute there, it looked kind of dicey.
No, absolutely. And you know, as I said, I take it one day at a time with everything going on. We're making sure as a team, we're supporting each other. That we want to take care of ourselves, our health, our family. Yes, we do have a case, but we're supporting everybody. And if they have it or they don't, you know, this is life. And this is not an easy moment for everyone, but we're going to do our best to support each other, take the precautions to be safe, and find ways to get our training and find ways to get our competition eventually because we love this game. We miss this game, and we know we're going to get it back soon. It's going to take one day at a time, adapting, adjusting, and reacting well. Reacting, I think, is the best thing that we can do is react and be ready to take on things and be better because of them.
And sorry, Coach, in this particular instance, I meant more from the perspective of avoiding a strike or work stoppage or anything for the MLS. I understand the one day at a time mentality, but did you find yourself on particular days this week, the last week or whatever, thinking there might not be a season because of a work stoppage?
Oh, absolutely. We have to be prepared for that. You know, you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst, right? So if we were not going to know the win competition would be, if we experienced the lockout, those are things that could be unfortunate, but I respect completely because we're not ready. We're not ready to move on. We're not all on the same page yet. So, but I'm also hopeful that those kind of things would be temporary and eventually we would get on the same page because we all love this game too much and we all love our fans and we all love this league. This league is amazing. This league is growing. And we all know, players, owners, coaches, directors, leaders, we all know this league is going to get back on its feet and be better than ever.
Luchi Gonzalez joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan for the Luchi Gonzalez Show. And Coach, you've talked to us a number of times about, you know, the responsibility of the team and FC Dallas in the community. And you guys have a very diverse and eclectic group of players racially. And I'm kind of interested in a lot of different aspects here. But one, I know there's got to be part of you that's concerned for any players that are out in the public anyway. But then on top of that, how do you talk to the guys about what their responsibilities and what their roles can be in the community during a time like this?
Yeah, we've had some pretty consistent Zoom meetings that obviously we do touch on soccer topics and training and updates coming from the league. But we always try to have a moment in our meetings where we just talk about life. We just talk about how the family's doing. We're talking about what interests the players are involved in, and we talk about community. So every player is different. Every player is in a different situation. We're all different. We're all diverse. I think that's what makes our group beautiful. But we come together and we share and we influence each other. So, you know, we've had players involved in the club over the years with you know, fundraising and helping the community and appearances and just being connected to people that maybe don't have the same fortunes or conveniences that we have in our team. And so just helping, the idea of helping the neighbor, helping others is something that's in our culture. And I know I'm being generic, but we're ready. The world's going through, you know, our country specifically is going through some things that there's no perfect solution for. But what I know is we're talking about it. We're learning about what we can do to help change things and improve things. And I'm proud to be a coach of a team that's very proud of our diversity and very ready to be the model in change. And I'm really proud to be a part of that with our team.
Well, we hope your personal family is doing well. We've had the chance to meet your family on a couple of different occasions. So we hope that they're doing well while you hope that your family, well, your soccer family is doing well.
Well, that means a lot to me, guys. And we're thinking about you too. And I always look forward to this moment with you guys to just talk and reflect on all of the things we're going through, and I look forward to seeing you guys again and hearing from you next week.
Yeah, or maybe we'll just roll down to Orlando and infiltrate into the tournament. We'll figure some stuff out.
I'll sneak you in the suitcases.
All right, let's do it. All right, thank you very much, Coach. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Luchi Gonzalez, head coach of FC Dallas with the Luchi Gonzalez Show. So they avoid a strike.
Smaller suitcase, Kevin, than it would have been before.
That's a good point. Plus, I'm very bendy. So the tournament will get going at the end of the month in Orlando. So soccer is coming back at the end of June. MLS soccer. You've already seen Premier League soccer is going to start up even sooner than that. And then the NBA coming back at the end of July. Sports, here we come.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.